Sementara itu, pakar menjangkakan siri protes yang berlaku di Amerika mampu meningkatkan kes baru COVID-19 di negara tersebut dengan mendadak. Menurut pakar, ini melihat kepada keadaan penunjuk perasaan yang menjerit dan bersesak-sesak.
The fact that they're outdoors removes one level of risk, but people are shouting, they are screaming, emotions are running hot. People are going to be gathering in a small space. They are gathering for long periods of time. And again, I think people should gauge their individual risks.
Pakar juga menggesa penunjuk perasaan memakai pelitup muka dan mengambil langkah berjaga-jaga.
Certainly wearing a mask, wearing a cloth covering, a surgical mask, any type of facial covering, making sure that it covers both the nose and the mouth is important, and taking care that if you are going to remove it the right way, because otherwise you could also be contaminating that mask as well. So removing it carefully and then sanitizing your hands ideally afterwards.
Tambahnya, jika ada berlaku peningkatan kes, ia hanya akan diketahui selepas 2 minggu tempoh pengeraman COVID-19.
We should be keeping a close diary of where it is that we were. So that's the other way to help with contact tracing as well. If you can say, I was in this location protesting at this time, that way you'll know if somebody tested positive in that time that you could potentially be exposed to.
Dalam masa yang sama, pelbagai pemimpin turut menggesa penunjuk perasaan, tenang dan tidak merosakkan harta benda serta premis perniagaan dalam protes menentang keganasan polis di Amerika.